This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, indeed. Hopefully things are going exceptionally well for you today. And if they are and you'd like to call up and brag, you know, the mark of a friendship, I think, is not only that we have somebody to go to when things are terrible, but to a certain extent, I would argue that the mark of a true friendship is someone you can go to when things are going really well, don't you think? I mean, well, I don't know about other people, but I think especially a lot of us, when things are going badly, we just kind of we sort of talk to ourselves and say, okay, come on, you know, things are not that bad, and we kind of cheer ourselves up, right? And I tend to be, I think this is kind of my, I don't know, because I view it maybe as sort of a more male than female behavior, but I tend to sort of go in a little bit to the cave mentality and kind of lick my wounds and figure out how to do it better. And once things are either sorted out or better, then I'll sometimes whine about it in retrospect of, oh, things were, yesterday were really kind of tough. But when you're in the middle of it, you just put your head down and just do it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So friendship, I mean, but for me at least, the issue about friendship is when something's going really well. I've told this story before, but it's so meaningful to me that I thought I would share it again, which is that I was meeting a friend for drinks or something, and she was late, which, doesn't, as anybody who knows me very well knows, not a good idea. I'm a broadcaster, and I'm always on time, and so I'm not really terribly patient about people being late. And I finally figured out the way of saying to people, look, if you're more than 15 minutes late, you get to buy dinner. And it turns out people either are on time or you don't care because you get a free dinner out of it. At any rate, so she was a little late, so I was a little bit cranky. Not hugely. I mean, because there's no sense ruining an evening just because somebody's late. You just sort of tell them you're not amused. And your friends already know that about you. And then you go on. So at any rate, so she sat down. She said, I'm so sorry I'm late. I had a terrible day. And she goes through all this stuff. And she finally stops and she says, she is clearly not of the Manny Joy school of life. She wanted someone to kind of connect with because she was feeling terrible, which is perfectly okay. And so she finally stopped, and she said, how was your day? Well, it turned out I'd gotten offered a TV show that day. And I said, oh, you know, it was an interesting day. We'll talk about it. Let's go, you know, see if I can help you with the other. No. She was relentless. And I guess I don't have a poker face. So she finally got it out of me. And she was wonderful. She said, I'm buying you champagne. This is so terrific. Congratulations. And I remember thinking at this moment, it's like I was back there, that she's great. Because I don't know, in the same situation, if I could be as generous with somebody that you care about, someone who's a friend, who's, you're having maybe one of the worst days of your life, and they're having one of the best. And I think it's almost, perhaps not inevitable, but certainly common to say, well, how come all this good stuff is happening to her and not to me? And your rational mind knows that one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. It is not a zero-sum game. It's not if somebody's winning, somebody's losing. But when we're feeling petty and sad and lost, it can sometimes feel that way. And I remember thinking at the time, wow, this is really impressive. And she is, because obviously, you know, when things are going very well, that's for me when I want to go, whoa, guess what? But you have to be careful that you're not sort of saying to people, guess what I have that you don't, which is not a mark of friendship. And it's not only that it's not a mark of friendship, but it is the consequences to the person who's saying, oh, celebrate with me, can be devastating, of people just being furious with you. So for me, the mark of a friendship is probably that I can celebrate the really good stuff. But I have a sister who is delighted for me whenever something good happens. And that's really one of the lights of my life. And it's certainly one of the hallmarks of our relationship, is that she is just delighted when something good happens. So how did I get on that? I have no idea. Oh, I know. I was saying, if something good has happened to you and you need some place to call and brag, you can see that's kind of a personal perspective. Okay, it's National TV Dinner Day. Do they still make TV dinners? Well, you are you the general? Did you ever have a TV dinner, Manny?
Back when I was a kid, I did.
Yeah. Well, I don't think grown-ups eat TV dinners. You know, because it's kind of not. It's not only that. I mean, there was a fascination with it, I think, when you're a kid, because at least when I was a kid, they came in little tin foil like trays, and they had little dividers so that you had your meat, such as it was, and your vegetables, such as it was, and a starch, as it was. And then they got, I think it was Swanson's, got really inventive, and you got a dessert as well, in its own little separate component on the little tray. And then you had little TV trays that you would put up in front of the TV that you could put your TV dinner on.
Right.
Did you do all that stuff or not?
Yeah, well, even now I still have the
trays.
The TV tray, yeah. So even it doesn't have to be a TV dinner that I put on it, but it might just be a... Because, you know, I like to sit on my couch and
eat Fritos and drink beer.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes. But even when I make, like, a full dinner, you know, I'll have my plate and everything, and I'll be watching a ball game or something.
There you go. See, so you're telling me they still make TV trays.
Yeah, they do. You can still go to, I can't remember,
like Bed Bath or something, have them?
I don't know if Bed and Bath and Beyond has them, but...
I haven't seen one in, like,
they might have them at, like,
years.
IKEA or something, too. I mean,
huh.
Yeah.
Huh, interesting notion. All right, would you like to know what my plated.com was this morning that I made already?
Sure.
You'll like this one. Okay, it's trout in papillo, which means in parchment paper. It's, you wrap it in parchment paper, which I've never done. So it's trout and green beans and snap peas with ginger.
Hmm.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
I've actually never made trout before, and I've never done it in parchment paper. I've decided now parchment paper is clearly a very valuable commodity. You just wrap it. You saute some onions, some green onions, and then you put the trout on top of it, and then you wrap, and then you make a little miso sauce, and then you put that, and you wrap the whole thing in parchment paper, and then I just put it, you're supposed to put it in the oven, it's too hot to put in the oven, I put it in the toaster oven, and basically, I suppose you could do an aluminum foil, and I don't know why you would use parchment paper, except it's classier, I suppose, than aluminum foil, and it steams the fish, and then the veggies, so the fish is nice, and it's, you only cook it for like 8 minutes, and it's there's no oil in it or anything, and then the vegetables are real crunchy, so it's pretty good. So there you go. I'm becoming a cook. I think for me the most. Well, I mean, I like plated.com for a bunch of reasons. Partially because I don't have to shop. Partially because it makes my menu much more varied than I would do on my own. Because you tend to do the same things over and over again. And also because you could make kind of exotic meals, and with all the spices. Because otherwise you wouldn't do them. And it's also made me just a better cook. I've decided that I would give that as a gift to newlyweds who couldn't cook. Because it really does walk you through all the stuff. And I mean, I knew how to cook. I've cooked for years. But it certainly made me I'm much better at mincing than I used to be. It's a great gift for newlyweds, I think. Or people going away to college for the first time are going to cook for themselves. So you're eating something other than Chef Boyardee. All right. It is National TV Dinner Day. I'm going to Google on the break. I'm going to Google TV trays. It's National Swap Ideas Days, which is we do this. That's what we do around here all the time. All right, the Doug Steffen call of the question of the day was, why do women like jewelry? And I gave him a historical overview of, you know, that basically it was a bride price, and that's where the wedding ring came from. It was a statement of commitment, a statement of economic viability. It also meant that you had something if something happened. Because it was worth something. It was rare and valuable, and said, this is the difference. And he said, no, why do you like jewelry? I said, it's shiny. It's all shiny and sparkly. That's all right. So there's the joy part, and there's the Dr. Joy part, and they usually meet somewhere in the middle. All right, in 1813, the Battle of Lake Erie defeats the British during the War of 1812, which is, we didn't do too well for a very long time in the War of 1812. And given how well Elizabeth II is doing and how much people distrust our government, maybe we should rethink that entire thing. No, only kidding, sort of. In 1832, on this day, the New York subway's third competing subway system, the IND, was opened, which I think became the IRT, which is now all one subway system. So there. Let's see your subway token, which don't exist anymore. We now have Metro cards. 855-993-7569. Give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I just want you to know that the people are looking at our website. When I did Doug's show this morning, he talked about a couple of things that we had on our Facebook page. He was interested in the story we had about the guy who was a prison inmate who was sent to prison some years ago, 27 years ago, I guess. by a prosecutor who's since become a judge who needed bone marrow transplant. And the guy that was in prison wrote the judge and said, you sent me here, but if I'm a match, you know, I'm perfectly willing to be a donor for you. Which was, I assume he didn't know this at the time, but it turns out that prisoners cannot be donors for things of that sort because of, I don't know if it's contagion or contamination problem. But it was still heartfelt, and he went through and said he'd actually been paroled at one point and then was back in prison on a parole violation, but said that he'd found religion and really wanted to, you know, to take responsibility and to show that there was no ill will, which was kind of cool. So there you go. I suppose the news story of the day that I thought we should get some response to, this is how is this kid possibly going to grow up and be a normal human being? The story is a mother brought 12 bags of cocaine so her daughter could have a good time on her 18th birthday. She's 37, so she had the kid when she was 19 at most. She hired a limousine for the birthday bash, but was arrested after police raided her home in Kent. So this is an English idiot as opposed to an American idiot, which you kind of assume. 5.65 grams, totaling 300 pounds, which is, what, about $1,000. That's pretty cheap. They must have been small bags. She has 6 previous convictions, including drug possession, admitting cocaine possession with intent to supply, and received a 9-month prison sentence suspended for a year. I mean, they were going to London in a limousine, and she wanted to make sure they had a good time. Ah. The prison sentence would have been adversely affected on a young boy in the family. It seems to me getting that mom away from the family is a very good idea. She appeared to have left this sort of thing behind. I mean, that's just plain stupid. I mean, or something. I mean, so we thought we'd put up for later in the week, what's the stupidest thing you've ever done as a parent or that your parents ever did? We'll see which comes through most, of the stuff that you did or stuff that your parents did. So, I mean, stories like that, you think, I mean, my instant response is, you know, what could they have been thinking? And, of course, the answer is always they weren't thinking. So, all righty, 855-993-7569. I mean, I guess the bags must have been pretty small, again, because it was $1,000. So maybe she had little individual gift bags for each of the people. a great hostess. That's the only thing I could figure out. All right, you know, I thought what we would do... this is kind of a local story gone not only national but international, which is the dentist, right, who killed Cecil Belion, right? He's from Minneapolis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it drives, I know it drives both you and Trevor nuts.
His office is in Bloomington, Minnesota, a suburb of Minneapolis,
And that's apparently where Trevor lives. So Trevor was not the least bit amused by this story. So he opened up his practice again this week. Because, and his reason giving is people wanted him to do it. So we asked the question, would you go to this dentist? Why or why not? So let's start with you, Manny, since you're a local boy. Would you go to this guy?
Probably. You know what? It doesn't really matter to me. It doesn't really matter to me, I guess. I understand the uproar about, you know, Cecil the Lion, and I understand some people were pretty upset with this guy about it. But, you know, I guess for me, I mean, if he's a good dentist, then, you know.
All right, would you go to him? Now, we're not saying, I suppose we could have asked the question, if you were going to him before, would you go to him? But would you go to him as a new dentist?
Probably not. I mean, just because, I'm actually pretty happy with the dentist that I have now. So,
all right. So you're saying no, but you're saying no that it's that if this was a dentist you'd been going to, you'd probably continue to go to him.
Right. Yeah, I probably would.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know. I make so many sort of intellectual decisions based on some kind of gut feelings. I'll go to a grocery store, even though it's less a good grocery store because the checkout clerks are nice. Or I actually had a doctor that I went to during the AIDS crisis because I knew that people had so many misconceptions about AIDS and how you how you caught it, that I figured that I was probably the only heterosexual female. I was probably the only female, let alone heterosexual female, that he had. But I just sort of felt that I didn't want him to go out of business because he was doing good work for people who might not be able to afford it or something. And I finally realized that it was a stupid decision, not because of AIDS, but because that he was a male doctor who dealt with male clients who were much sicker than I was. So I just wasn't getting very good medical care. But so I made sort of an emotional decision that really didn't serve me very well. And I made it specifically for reasons that had nothing to do with making an appointment with a doctor for my own health. So I don't know if I'd go to him or not. I guess it would be if I knew him. If I knew him before and I thought he was just stupid, I don't know, actually. I don't know if I'd go to him or not. All right, let's see what other people said.
We'll start with Tracy. Tracy says, I guess if he was the only one that accepted my insurance.
Oh, Tracy, a woman, you know, a practical woman. Good point. Good point. You know, I don't care about your politics. Just accept my insurance and clean my teeth for me. Not an unreasonable stance. All right, what else we got?
JK says, I wouldn't...
comes down insurance.
JK says, I wouldn't start going, but if I was already going to him for some time and liked him, I would keep going. It's hard to find a good dentist.
It is. See, I mean, you guys are incredibly practical. I love this. Okay, keep going.
Marie says, if I lived in Minnesota and he was my dentist, yes. I think the media made this a big story. I feel so sorry for his assistants and workers. He actually had to close his office. People have been hurting for millions of years.
Hunting.
That's my bad.
Spell check will do that to you as well.
His guide should have known about this specific lion. People are so sad about this poor lion, but what about all the chicken in the world who are suffering, abused, and starving?
All right, so, yeah, I mean, you guys, no matter what I put up, you guys can come up with interesting responses. It's really, as I said, part of the true pleasure of this kind of thing. Okay.
Deborah says, no, I would not visit this dentist. Bad karma. Time for Walter to move on.
Well, you know, there was this whole backlash about lion hunting and people. And it's one of those things. The movie comes out, I think, next week, called 99 Homes. And I was trying to think what else I saw that was this whole thing about moral relativism. Oh, I know. It was Sicario, which is another movie. The idea being that being a poor person in a country that has natural resources is a way of being enslaved. And certainly Africa follows that notion of, you know, people make money taking other people hunting. What else are you going to do? I don't know. We'll talk about when we come back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendovite.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi. I'm just calling because I am having issues with my ex.
How long have you been divorced?
Over a year.
How long were you married?
6 weeks.
Whoa!
Yeah.
What happened?
We were together for 6 years. We had two kids together, and he was into a little heavy into drugs. And
why did you marry him?
Well, I tried to call the wedding off, and I talked to his mother, who his parents were paying for everything, and I talked to his mother and told her that I wanted to call it off, and she said after we spent all this money,
Why you didn't call off the wedding. But why would you agree to marry somebody that had a drug problem?
He said that he was done with it, and then I found out that he was taking them again.
How old are you, Carolyn?
I'm 27.
All right, so you've been divorced a year after being married 6 weeks.
Right.
Okay.
So, well, it's been over, in October, we split last October, so.
What's today's issue?
Well, 6 weeks ago, I had kind of like a breakdown, I guess you would call it. I overdosed on pills, and then now my kids are with him now. They were with me up until then, and now I'm seeing someone, you know, for my impulsive issues.
You're seeing a therapist.
Right.
Okay.
So now both therapists that I'm seeing say that I'm mentally stable enough to care for the kids.
How long ago was the suicide attempt?
6 weeks. And they said that it's just a problem that I have in relationships, not in not any problems in caring for my children.
Well,
or,
yes and no. I mean, it sounds like you're not dangerous to the children, but, I mean, whatever. What caused you to suicide 6 weeks ago?
Well, my boyfriend found out that one night I did something behind, you know, had an affair, basically. And then he was going to leave me, obviously, and I overdosed.
What's the question to me, Carolyn?
I don't know what to do.
Honey, listen to me. I don't want to be the Wicked Witch of the West.
Right.
But how old are your children?
4 and 2.
Honey, listen, right now you need to be stable.
Yeah.
And saying, well, I only have my therapist say I'm okay. I don't know based on what, number one. Number two, you want to be stable. I mean, it sounds like you have lousy taste in men. You don't have great impulse control at this moment on several different levels. And right now, I mean, I hopefully you're seeing your children, but I think taking care of your children right now is something that needs to be a secondary to you stabilizing yourself so you don't scare the daylights out of your kids or yourself.
Right, right.
So I think your therapists are missing the point, to be quite honest. And look, I'm a long way away sitting in a broadcast booth, but it sounds to me that within the last 6 weeks that you were despondent enough and unfocused enough to think about actually killing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's something that clears in 6 weeks, to be quite honest. I think my guess is, and there seems to be more of a pattern here than either you or your therapist are willing to look at, which is, how old did you tell me you were?
27. Yeah.
Right. So you were with somebody basically since you were 20 years old. You got two kids. You got involved with somebody relatively quickly after you were divorced, it sounds like. Slept with somebody else. And I'm not judging you. I'm saying you must feel like your life is out of control at this moment. Get your life back in control and feel stable and sane and okay. Because God knows, two kids under four are a lot. They'll make the most stable human being unstable, and you're not the most stable human being right now. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It means that somehow you got to figure out how to define yourself separate from the men in your life, separate from your sexuality. And that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's tough stuff. And having two kids saying, mommy, 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 I need you all the time, ain't going to add to that. So for your sake, for your kids' sake, for the stability of your family structure, let your kids see your kids. Let your kids be safe and stable right now. Let you not have to worry about that. And you work on Caroline right now.
Yeah.
And stay away from men. And I don't know who your therapists are, but I'd make sure that they were tough.
Yeah.
And that they were not men, and that they were people who were really willing to help you do the work of saying, okay, how do I define myself separate from my sexuality? How do I define myself separate from men? How do I make sure that, you know, if I fall in love with somebody and treats me badly, that I don't lose all perspective or all willingness to live or you know, I mean, you got some work to do, honey. And small children don't give, they take. Yeah. Right now, you need that energy for you. Find yourself some solid therapists who aren't going to be charmed by you, who aren't going to be saddened by the fact that you missed your kids. See your kids, but take care of business right now.
Yeah.
Take care of you.
I'm just worried, like, custody.
Well, but I mean, look, you're going to be able to make a better statement about custody when you can say, look, I've done the work, as opposed to, I want my kids now. I mean, you don't want to feel like, geez Louise, this could happen again. If it happens a second time, you'll never get permanent custody of them.
No.
And I don't want to put you in that situation. I don't want to put the kids in that situation. That you need to believe that the world is, maybe it's not fair, but that it's not crazy. And right now, your kids are safe. I'm sure they miss you like crazy, and I'm sure you miss them like crazy. Do the work.
And then
you get a good lawyer, and you get a good therapist, and you get your kids. But make sure that you're ready to have your kids. They're not going to give you much right now. They're going to take a lot, and you need what you've got right now. Mary, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a 22-year-old daughter who has a 2-year-old son out of wedlock. And the father of the child has not been real good about paying child support. And he told her that he would leave some money under the mat of his car. So she went by to pick it up. And she saw cocaine up under the seat. And there was no money. So she called me to ask me what to do about it.
How much cocaine?
I didn't ask.
Well, it makes a difference, because if it was a little bit, it was probably something he was using, although he'll say somebody left it in the car. If it were several baggies full, he's probably dealing.
Well, several months ago, he admitted to her that he had sold some.
Well, Mary, again, that doesn't answer the question. I mean, the problem is, if you put him in jail, he ain't going to pay child support.
That's true.
Yeah, were you thinking of diming him, of calling the cops?
I really didn't know what to do, because I had thought this thing through, and if he does go to jail, then he doesn't pay child support at all. But on the other hand, if he was selling cocaine to one of my children,
but Mary,
yes?
First of all, I asked you how much there was there. You don't know.
No.
There's no proof that it's there. So it's third hand. You didn't even see it. And you don't know if there was residue there. You don't know if it's a little bit. You don't know if it's a lot. Somebody, he's going to say, give somebody a ride. So you don't really have enough information to go to the cops about it.
Okay.
And not to mention, I mean, I think your daughter probably would not be amused if you called the cops.
Well, she actually asked me, should she call the police or should she take a picture of it to have it as evidence?
Well, but she needs, it depends on how much. And I think that's the deal. And certainly what she can say is, look, you have to remember, he's the one who told her to look. Right?
Uh-huh.
So this whole thing may be a setup, but I would certainly, if I were your daughter, I would certainly go to him and say, again, it depends on how much. If it was a tiny bit, I would say, look, fella, cocaine underneath your floor mats isn't the same as giving me money. I want the money, number one. If there was a lot of it, if there were a couple of baggies full, then I would say, you know what, how stupid is that to give me that kind of ammunition against somebody I don't really like that you're dealing, and all I have to do is take a picture of it with my cell phone, and you are so busted. So why don't you just come up with the money and stop messing around? But I think that part of it depends on how much. And again, I think what you want him to do is pay child support, although he's probably going to argue that the only way I can pay child support, how old is the father?
22.
Yeah. I mean, does he have a job?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
he does.
I mean, I think that you need more information than you've got. But if I were you, I would probably stay out of it. If your daughter wants to call me, I can certainly walk her through it. But it really does, I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, but it really makes a difference about whether it's certainly illegal to possess it. But the difference between possessing and selling are significantly different penalties in most places, and how much he had and whatever. But I think she can say something to him, which is, look, cut it out. You know, I've got the goods on you, and that's really stupid, and I want child support, not a hassle. Because I think you can't overlook the fact that he's the one who told her where to look.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Thank
you.
Yeah,
it may be that she's being played.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. I know for those of you who are waiting for movie and theater and DVD reviews, we've been so busy this week, I hadn't gotten around to it, but we will. We'll do it. We'll do it next hour. Well, maybe we'll do it this hour. All right, maybe we'll just do it right here. That'd be good. First of all, I went to get some water, and I have a ProPure, which you know what you've heard me talk about, because it's cool because New York water is actually very good water, but it does have just a tiny different taste. It's not when you take it out of the refrigerator, it's ice cold. You can't taste it. But if, like, you put it beside your bed in the middle of the night, then you can taste it. And Prepure takes whatever that taste is, and I assume it's not deadly, but it takes it away. And not only does it take it away, which is great, because it tastes yummy, like, you know, like bottled water, without having to go to the store and schlep it, and the guilt about the landfill and the expense and whatever. But you can, it has a canister in it, so you can put fruit in it. So right now, I went and filled mine up, and it has, right now I have lemon and lime in it. So it's refreshing. So just saying to the guys, in fact, I just see if we're going to get them one, so you guys can have one too.
Works for me.
Yeah, because we drink a lot of water, all of us. And, I mean, bottled water, I mean, do you feel guilty about buying bottled water?
Not at all.
No?
No.
You don't worry about the landfill and stuff like that?
I've never really given it a whole lot of thought, to be perfectly honest.
All right, I want you to think about it a little bit, because it is an issue. And the nice thing about it is if you could, and you can get bottles that you can carry with you that you can refill, and that's sort of what I did. I actually have a bottle because I was someplace and they gave me a bottle, you know, bottled water,
mm-hmm.
and I held on to it, and that's what I just refilled. I have a Aquafina bottle here, but it's actually filled with Prepure, and so I just, you know, tap water, put it in the refrigerator, and put some fruit in the canister, and it's great.
Hmm.
Yummy, yummy. So there you go. And I mean, even bottled water, it's at least a buck a bottle. And for the tasty stuff, it's sometimes more than that. So it takes care of all my needs. That I'm drinking yummy, taking stuff, and I'm not doing landfill. And it actually has some flavor to it as well. Because I drink so much water that having a flavor to it. All right, so do I have enough time? What do I have enough time? Maybe I'll start with this movies. How would that be?
That works.
All right, we'll do that. And then we'll back up, because this is the day I always do movies. All right, so do you want to do the sounder, or do you want me just to go da-da-dum, da-dum?
You may have to just go ahead, because I can
do that. Let's see what I... da-da-da-dum, da-dum, there we go. New movies in the theater today. All right, one of the movies that opens this week, I just refuse to see. Shyamalan is not one of my favorite directors, although I love Sixth Sense, but everybody loves Sixth Sense. But everything he's done since then I thought has been kind of crappy. And this one is called The Visit. A single young mother finds that things in her family's life go very wrong after her two young children visit their grandparents. And I've heard that the commercials that say, "Hi, honey, welcome to Grandma's house. Would you mind getting in the oven?" And I'm thinking, I don't actually need to see this. So, and horror flicks are not my thing anyway, so you're on your own about that one. A flick that probably none of you are going to see, and it's probably the best thing coming out, not only this week, but for a while, is called Coming Home. It's Chinese, and it's got the terrific Gong Li in it, who's gorgeous and aging beautifully, and probably the only actress in the world who doesn't, well... I think American actresses do facelifts and you know, whatever. And I don't think Europeans and certainly Chinese don't, but she's fantastic in this. A couple, I think it may have been a longer movie because it says a devoted couple are forced to separate when Liu is arrested and sent to a labor camp as a political prisoner during the Cultural Revolution. You don't see that in the film. You have to figure that out. He returns home to find that his beloved wife no longer remembers him. This is a terrific movie. I mean, the acting is terrific. It takes place during the Cultural Revolution with Chairman Mao. It's wonderful acting. She's got a daughter who wants to be the prima ballerina. It's probably got one of the best depiction of snotty little self-involved 16-year-olds you'll ever see. It's just plain terrific movie. It's 109 minutes, and you should go see it. It's called Coming Home. It is subtitled. But it's an amazing movie. I just really thought it was great. At the other end of the spectrum is kind of a silly, stupid movie, which will probably do significantly better, but it shouldn't. Sleeping with Other People, Jason Sudeikis, Alison Brie. And Jason I kind of like. Alison didn't do much for me. Amanda Peden is as well. A good-natured womanizer and a serial cheater form a platonic relationship that helps reform them in ways while a mutual attraction set it in. That's not actually what happens. What happens is they meet at Columbia. Adam Scott plays a sleaze in this, and we're used to seeing his little good boy looks be, you know, good guy. This is kind of silly, stupid fun. I thought Jason was terrific. Allison, I was voting for Amanda, but and you kind of like the ending. So, I mean, it's What can I tell you? The other movie that is probably not going to get a whole lot of traction, but it's not bad, is called Goodnight Mommy. I think this has won some awards. This has got twins who are terrific in it, Lucas and Elias Schwartz, who are called Luke and Elias, strangely enough. We don't know exactly what happens. It's kind of a psychological horror flick, and I know I don't like horror flicks, but this one, and I went in with this one sitting on the edge of my seat thinking I can leave at any particular moment and thought about doing it. But unfortunately, I figured this one out literally in the first 3 minutes, which took some of the fun out of it. But the kids are fantastic. It is not for the faint of heart, but it's done exceptionally well. It's again, a subtitled movie. It's in German. Two boys move to a new home with their mother after she has face-changing cosmetic surgery, but under her bandages is someone the children don't recognize. Yeah, that's not exactly what happens either. But it's an astute film, and as I said, it's not easy. I think the main reason to see it is the kids. The twins are amazing. And Coming Home is certainly the movie to see this week. So you can go to drjoy.com. Oh, you know, let me mention two other movies that I think I forgot to mention. One is called The Second Mother. And it came out last week, and it wasn't listed any place, so we kind of missed it. But it's a really interesting story about a woman, again, subtitled, sorry. But, I mean, look, this is a time where American movies are just awful for the next week or two. And then we'll start getting some good movies. But the foreign movies apparently do not do the same thing about summer movies of just dumping trash in here. And this one is about a woman who's taking care of in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and takes care of other people's kids. And the question is, who's taking care of her kid? And the name of the movie in English is The Second Mother. The translation of the movie is When Will She Come Back, which is much more evocative, much more provocative, and a much better title for a movie. It's amazing to see. The other one is The Black Panthers, the History of a Revolution. And, I mean, regardless of your politics, it's a very interesting documentary about some things that I didn't know about, including the school breakfast program. So those are both worth catching up on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.